And during the time at the end of the year, I went to meditation center, just live, and my teacher didn't say anything about my behavior different from the others, because she didn't realize, because it is natural. And finally, at Bun Kanchanaram, the last meditation center that I went there, I decided, as long as I didn't receive the phone call or anything as usual ever, it's impossible to understand the truth more perfect. Because why not live just like what you are conditioned to be in a day? It's no way to understand the truth of that which is now conditioned to see, to think, to laugh, to smile, and to all, see? So it cannot let go the idea of self. And understanding the moment when it's wrong practice, right understanding, understand that, and then let go everything. Until finally no more meditation center as a place to relax away from friends for some time. But it takes quite long, long patience to develop. Not anyone can say at what time or this now or then now at all. Because the right understanding develops gradually, like holding the knife sandal. You cannot know how much it's worn away. Gradually. But when time comes unexpectedly, understanding the meaning of another, and it has to be when there's no clinging to whatever now, as whether it's that which can be known or it can appear as it is, not as anyone can think about it.
I think it really helps to think that all things are conditioned.
Right.
And all things happen.
Right.
And, you know, some of them you can really think, oh yes, it's because of us. Our conditioning, our tendencies.
Yeah, but there must be a vichar, ignorance and attachment right now, unknown. If it's not completely, absolutely eradicated, nowhere at all. Because the idea of doing something, hoping, wishing for some moment to experience it is still there. Until no wish, no craving for anything, even so very little.
So coming here and listening to the Dhamma, there's still ignorance and attachment because we want to learn more.
Because Panya can understand what is now hidden. Those jetasikas and citta and the way Dhamma appears only through six doorways. And the most important thing is that there is not exactly or precisely understand the characteristic which is not self. See, no Beverly. At moment of seeing. Without the mind of process, it's impossible to have many things as visible.
We talked about the mind door earlier.
It has to be an expected reality all the time for sure, because they're all anatta. And we cannot underestimate any words of the Buddha. For example, there is a moment of seeing as nimitta. See, that's why only seeing cannot be known at all. Even vipassana jnana, it has to be the nimitta of Dhamma and Buddha. But so clear, because now we think about that which experiences now, but many things around. So how can it show up as it is only reality which experiences? Because the object is there, many, many things. And there is the understanding, little by little, that whatever appears is object of experiencing every moment by that reality, which no one can stop its conditions to arise and to experience it. So see, can the characteristic of nama, the experiencing, show up as it is, as no one, when there are so many things around? And having understanding of a reality as it is different from others, like what is seen now, is not which is touched.
See? Like what?
It's not that which is touched, what is seen. But there is seeing and touching and hardness and visible object. So right understanding develops to understand no matter what is there now or in the future, because seeing now is the same as future seeing. When there is the understanding a little at a time about that which experiences, there can be moment of understanding the reality which experiences. And even when it's not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching and thinking, because the reality which experiences there, see, there has to be one thing together.
Do you have anything you would like to ask about?
Yes, because it's, everything is still unclear for me. Yes.
Certainly. What we think is clear is not clear.
Yes.
It is. But it begins just to show the shadow of it. Because the bird is of the shadow of the bird.
A glimpse at the shadow of the bird.
Yes.
And no matter it is any kind of the reality which experiences an object, it's there, but it does not appear as it's just that which experiences in its own way. It's like just the five colors, flags, but the shadow, no color.
No color, yes.
So it is citta or bodhisattva or akusla or moha are there. That's the shadow of nama. Mm-hmm. Different characteristic is there, each one.
Just the sign, the impression of the reality.
Mm-hmm. It has to be now to begin to learn just about one shadow. Many things there.
Yes.
Different colors. Mm. Just the shadow of feeling.
And on the point you mentioned yesterday, the visible object is just as it is at this moment, no matter whether the eyesight is good or weak, or it's still just what is seen, always just the characteristic of what is visible. And seeing is always the leader, and seeing it always sees clearly just what is there, no matter whether one's old or young or an animal or insect, still just seeing, which sees it just as it is.
So we mentioned about the jnana is a know the object. So the citta is experience the object, so we use a different word.
Because the tattu is that which knows, is jnana. Mm-hmm. And there are many words in jnana, kanti jnana, whatever.
So that's why when you said seeing knows the object, I changed it to seeing experiences seeing, sees the object, because it, one says no, it sounds like panya. Yeah, it sounds like there is understanding, but seeing doesn't understand anything at all. It just sees.
See, it experiences different things, different characteristics, hearing, smelling, just experiencing.
Yes.
This was a quote that I think actually it was Vincent who was asking about with regard to Asubha. And it says, one who sees feeling as pain, as Asubha, fully understands nutriment consisting of contact. And one who sees perception and formation, sanya and sankara, as anatta, fully understands nutriment consisting of mental volition, chetana. So the first one, it was one about consciousness, but that was clear. But one who sees vedana as asubha understands the nutriment consisting of pasa, the pasa nutriment. I think it just means understands that there has to be pasa in order for the feeling to arise as asubha. Without pasa, no feeling. Is this what it's meant?
I think that you have to understand what is meant by foulness or
yes.
things like that, because it seems that this particular one could ask you all kinds
anything,
of
anything, yes, whatever reality.
And this is just given sample.
Yes.
All. It can be now, see.
Yes, but I think it just means that without pasa, no vedana, and the other one, without chetana, then no sanya or sankara.
Just talk about how they were together.
Yes, how there has to be chetana with each chitta and how there has to be pasa.
Just find the relationship of all realities there.
Right, and how each one is asubha. Nothing.
And the point is to understand the truth that actually nothing can be taken for I at all. Thing. It's just one reality together appears
and,
as something.
And just arising conditioned by the other realities, by ahara, pachya, and sahajata, pachya, and different conditions to be that way. But as you say, just one example.
And as a condition, whatever arises, that falls away, because condition for its arising only, and then gone.
Gone.
That's why I understand each word closer and clearer. For example, passion is there all the time from morning to morning. But when there is some moment of personal feeling, there can be a moment of understanding that with our pasa of that object,
right.
It cannot be there. See, a little bit
of it's like the pasa is the food that feeds the pleasant feeling.
Yeah. And even the unpleasant feeling,
whatever,
it just feeds any.
Yes. How pasa is there.
Yeah.
As we have to think about it, that there cannot be pleasant feeling without pasa.
Like in paticca samuppada, that's why pasa is always given as a condition for vedana, for the vedana that arises with it, and also the vedana that follows after the, all because of pasa.
For example, we eat very delicious food without pasa.
Yeah.
It's
possible.
Yes.
So pasa brings about everything.
But the other way is pasa is conditioned by citta.
And also without vedana, so they condition each other too.
It's amazing.
But pasa is given as a nutriment and chetana as a nutriment. Without chetana coordinating, no sanya, no sankara kanda, no chetasikas arising.
But citta is a chief.
Is a chief.
Without it, nothing can be done. Because it experiences so clear that it brings about attachment, aversion, feeling, remembering of that particular object. Just begin to understand life as its condition. No matter moment of thinking, sleeping, or liking, disliking. Just in a sweet second and then fall, never to rise again. So how can there be anything permanent as I have been? And thinking about Asatapanna, never from understanding at all. The truth has been a regular experience for that can arise again. So it has to be everything, even just touching, not just a little bit, but which has been experienced from anything personally.
No one who can do anything, even a tiny, tiny bit, not at all. So one can see how life runs more and more easily with less and less wrong view.
But no one can stop the way it has accumulated, like pleasant feeling in that moment of experiencing such and such object. And even just that slight irritation, right from this, for a moment, and then
or even a strong irritation. It's just conditioned that way. It can't be anything different, yeah.
And it's gone.
And conditions for another one moment, another moment, but each one is conditioned and then gone.
And without understanding the subtlety of reality, it's impossible to understand anything. The self tried to do such and such in order to understand it, but it's something that has to be gradually developed in life, real life. Just to be familiar with the characteristic of that as it is, as anything else, no one, nothing.
Yes, I think everything needs to be consistent with the truth.
How can it be true?
Yes.
Because it's just the inside out what is there. The world of light is the world of the succession of many, many seeing moments that induce mind of processes more than just a sense. So when it appears, it is not as we take it, that such a moment is. I experience the arising and falling on me. Many people have such idea now, today.
Right.
They thought that they had experience already.
It happened especially for whom who practice a lot.
And as long as there is idea that we have to be in proper place only, like meditation, yoga, wouldn't even say that at all. Impossible to set any time, anywhere, any object.
I think what you point out, it's so obvious. There's no meditation center at the Buddha time. It's just so obvious. Because if it was something necessary, the Buddha would set up.
And the sitting posture, impossible.
Yes. Enlightened people, they got enlightened in different manners, different postures.
Naturally.
Yeah.
And thinking about before becoming a sotapanna, how much accumulation of ignorance and attention, more than just thousands of years ago and so on. And it has to be never to arise again at any time. That's why it has to be so natural. Otherwise, what can eliminate the idea of wishing secretly to try to do just a little bit? Only Panya knows it is wrong. And it agrees with each word of the Buddha. And the time, any place, any object. And agree with the Vipassana Jnana and Parinya. There can never be Parinya before Vipassana Jnana. How come to be such a moment like I experienced the arising and falling away? And we taught different ways of understanding, intellectual understanding. Not enough. So how come? Just assume this idea attached to wrong understanding. unknowingly that it's the wrong understanding with attachment and ignorance. Mm-hmm.
So Achan, you just mentioned about the parinya. The parinya, it is the knowledge that applies what has been understood before. So to make the understanding more perfect.
Otherwise, what about letting go of this? Mm.
Because one is not enough.
Never. Even sotapanna, not enough. It has to develop one another. Mm.
If there's no the direct experience about what you teach, so it's very easy to get down about the way.
They don't understand Shakti. They take the moment of being one-pointedness as Shakti. That's why even the word they don't know the difference between Samadhi and Shakti. Especially when it's Sammasati of the Eightfold Path, it cannot arise without right understanding. And it's not the word right now, it's not the word that is left which you see. Because it realizes the nature of that as a reality.
Before I came here, before the discussion in Hoi An, I listened about a case that one of our Dhamma friends who listened for Achan maybe 7 or 8 years already. And before she raised and she very happy and she very convinced by your teaching. And then right after the discussion, I heard that she doubt about the way. She feel no, just sitting and talking about Dhamma for 2 or 3 hours, illness. So it's quite make me think a lot about, oh, this can happen to me one day. Because the way is very difficult. The way to be blocked is very difficult. We can believe one day and then the other day you doubt, and the other way you come to the wrong way very easy.
Because we dream about Vipassana Jnana, but what about the understanding?
Even intellectual understanding can become very firm because it's sure.
That's it. To know that what is there now, the same moment as having heard the teachings at all, or what is there? Even attention to the object is not there. When the intellectual understanding is not strong enough, so natural the way it is so subtle, and it has to be by conditions. Anytime taking a bath or touching it, only $6 are there.
When I see his whole case, so I feel confused,
oh,
it can be happening one day.
Attachment is there, ignorance is there.
But for sure that before reaching Sotapanna Magga, we might still go astray. Before becoming Sotapanna, we might go astray.
We might
go astray. Yeah, it's the wrong way.
Because it's not completely eradicated.
Yes.
In different manners, the local is there, conditions such and such.
But no need to think about that, like what happens in 10 years, you don't know.
To let go, just to let go.
Just to imagine about how long or how hard you were.
That's why the path is subtle, the Four Noble Paths, including the path. So just understand the first understanding, the intellect understanding wisely and firmly. That is the way.
Yes, there's no other way.
No other way.
When we consider that even the moments of doubt, it conforms to the teaching. It's there and it's gone. No one allowed.
And right understanding has to let go.
Yes.
The clinging to that as I doubt for sure. Five khandhas. So don't dream about the results. just describe how much understanding. Otherwise, one underestimates the virtues of the Buddha, the great virtues, how long he had developed parami, all kinds of parami, so very great before he can realize the truth. And this is the way to respect to the truth. I will do. I will not kill, I will steal. Not any room. It's one's own.
So do you mean that three steps is the own training rule? But for the monks, it's different.
They had intention to be monk, to follow the path by way of being a monk. Left home, so left home.
Yes.
Or the lay people's life, no more. No one forced him to do that, his own intention to be a monk. So he had to follow the rule, otherwise be lay people, to be truthful to the truth.
And also you think that keeping the Vinaya, or protecting the Vinaya, is also protecting the Dhamma.
We have to understand that without understanding, it's not sila, it's not bhavana, it's not anything, it's not monk, it's not anyone else.
Before I was also very sensitive about my friends drinking or something like that, but now I more understand that it has a lot to do with my own attachments.
And can we do anything by thinking about it in this time? That is not firm understanding of what is meant by Dhamma. See? So the understanding of Dhamma will lead to arahatship or adhammas. Everything is about understanding, even sila or mang vinaya and so on. It's not just to do or we have to follow and so on. Without understanding, no matter how many rules you try to keep, it doesn't matter.
I think we as students, although we understand that understanding is the key, but because the understanding is not enough, so it's not as firm. So that's why it's so helpful when we have discussions with you and you help us to understand more and more that only the understanding can.
It has to be one's own understanding.
Yes.
Just the process of mind dao and sense dao, that can be the very firm confidence of the truth. And even the direct awareness with understanding, there must be firmer and firmer confidence of the truth. Now it means that even sati, when it's not satipatthana, it's not aware. But when it's satipatthana, it begins. Just begin to attend to the characteristic first. If the right understanding is not strong enough, it cannot be the moment of the big time. But just have something in mind to understand that this has to be known, no matter what is there. Until the moment of the beginning of direct awareness is there. Very weak understanding in the beginning. And people who didn't have firm understanding used to say, it's so very, very quickly, I cannot be aware of it. It's not that person. It's the condition for awareness, whether it's full enough or it can condition that awareness at that moment.
Sometimes you say that at the moment of seeing, see the visible object very tiny, tiny, tiny. And what about the kind of sound? So is it tiny sound?
Exactly the same, but the object is different.
But the sound is very weak.
Otherwise, how can there be a moment of understanding the word? Because now it seems like you hear the word, not the sound.
Yes.
See, how come they were in between the sun to be known? And that is moment of thinking, and that's moment of doubt, and this moment of attachment, one is trapped all the time. Because in truth, even just the characteristic of nama does appear as it is to be known exactly that what and when the moment is a moment of understanding the nama as it is. See, nama is there now all the time, but when and what can it be known as it is? See, just this way, when and what and how it appears as it is, even is there all the time. And when it appears, remember what appears, that which experience an object. So now, is that what which experience the object? So it has to be very precise to understand the truth of the teachings of the Buddha about that which cannot be taken from world or thing or people, because it's no one there or here. It cannot be anyone, because it has to appear just one reality. How can it be chosen? Even the whisper object. Just understand. And the moment of understanding only is a path leading to the eightfold path, as earlier said. It has to be this way, very, very short by conditions.
After this last, when we had opportunity to listen again, this was
just to understand the truth, that the truth is now, but it's not understood as it is, not in a condition. So everything has to be very, very anatta, unexpected. Because who knows how much understanding now becomes. Just to understand when the time comes.
The question to King Mihinda, you know that book, right?
You rarely mention about it.
The Dipika is enough to mention.
Because it's not. So in Thailand, it's not considered part of the Tipitaka, right? The question to King Mihinda.
Just the book at the Council of the Monks.
Okay.
Around 500 years, I think.
Okay.
It's all right, but what about the Tipitaka? Furthermore, details and deep.
So it's before the Visuddhimagga or after the Visuddhimagga?
Visuddhimagga after, because it's around 1,000 years. And that is around 500 years.
I think books like Vibhanga and Dhammasambhani are not easy to read at all.
All depends on understanding how deep it is. Same word everywhere. But how much understanding of each word. For example, citta and jitasika. See, the reality which experiences the object. But citta is the chief. Or the world is, the citta is the mindset which led to whatever the world is from moment to moment. That's why I understand the difference. The citta has nothing to do like jetasika at all, but it experiences only clearly at any moment. See, clearly this. And jetasika has its function, its characteristic as one, not as citta. That's why without understanding the characteristic of citta, there cannot be citta nupassana satipatthana.
You are also the only one that teaches that citta upasana means the understanding of the characteristic of that which experiences.
Because the characteristic which experiences an object has to be known.
appears.
You see that we can know the moment when we like it, hate, and so on. But the citta everywhere, every moment is not known.
Yes.
And if there is still the what you say, doubt about it, how can it be understanding reality as a sign? Everywhere has its very deep and very clear meaning of each one. Otherwise we learn the word from the book and not enough considering. Just all citta is not citta-sikha, and there are 52 citta-sikhas and so on. But at this moment, it's not time to think about any citta-sikha. See? Even the reality which experiences the object is not known. Only that which is experienced is known. So how much it has to work on and on to understand the truth. To be truthful to the understanding, because right understanding is so very truthful. It knows how much understanding, whether that is down, whether what it's wrong.
Never appreciate enough how important to consider each word.
To consider
each word.
Right.
Like when you first heard that, I said, oh yes, but the more we listen, the more we realize the depth of
it. Deeper and deeper and deeper, a little bit, a little bit.
Some people say that they have been full of words because they didn't get the characteristic of what I mentioned. What they get is just words. So it's, sometimes they feel full of
work
and tired of
work. And when one is, the question is that they just think about where to answer. Not understanding. See how many moments of ignorance all the time. And we think about realizing the truth. It is a understanding which let go ignorance. Thinking of letting go instead of trying to experience something. As long as it's not let go enough, how can it appear as it is? It's covered by all the ignorance and attention.
Those
two
chants
are
very, very beneficial.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that now the Vietnamese knows a lot, understand a lot. Progress, yeah. Very much
so much gratitude to you.
Can to that Trooper James, a good friend.
Yes.
And the best thing to appreciate is the understanding. Not another thing at all. Because it's so very, very deep and difficult. It's against the current of the world of ignorance and attachment.
A monk, a quite famous monk in Vietnam, he used to study in Thailand for 10 years. And he said that in Thailand there's two way explanation of about accumulation. And he mentioned that Ajahn Su Chi explained that accumulation along with citta.
It means that it arises and passes with citta.
Yes, it along with citta. But the other way is different. It happened in Thailand.
What is the difference?
I don't remember exactly, but he said that it's not accumulation by citta.
Because you say that we think in terms of I understand. But in truth, no I. So we have to understand each different reality. So accumulation of considering wisely to understand the word like that which experiences an object, no shape, no form, no smell, no taste at all, how calm at that very moment. Okay.
That's the combination that each student.
Just understanding. And when there is hearing without considering, there cannot be any standing. So understanding is moment of hearing, considering, or even when it's not moment of hearing, it can condition moment of thinking and consider. Suttamaya panya, jintamaya panya, vipavana mana panya. Just for the sake of understanding only.
Thank you, Ajahn.